Well, a lot of it, yeah. My father did raise a lot of that, and I guess you could buy. Well, in the wintertime, there wasn't any shipping all over the country from South America, so I guess you just did without, as far as the ones you didn't can. I don't know if you could buy canned veg. I don't know. I know we canned, or the housekeeper canned a lot of things. Now, whether they bought cans, I don't remember.
Sweet things or
I don't really remember that. None of us had any fear about chocolate or weight, or nobody was heavy in the family.
attention. May
So,
I have your attention,
well, she's
please?
going
Just
to.
wanted to remind you of the memorial service for Pamela Hancock in the Wythe Chapel at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Don't forget, 2 p.m. Wythe Chapel.
I didn't know.
Also at 2 p.m. there'll be bingo and ice cream in the dining room.
Goodness, you can have some ice cream.
So everybody come on down.
Did y'all make your own ice cream?
Thank you.
Yes, I can remember that. It was a machine, a thing you'd crank, and I can remember we definitely made ice cream and always had that on Sunday in a great big bowl. I remember a big glass silver bowl. I remember sit on the table and I was big on applesauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can remember my father always talking about how he loved applesauce. So I guess we did a lot of made a lot of applesauce out of the apples, I guess,
right.
Because I was. Liked applesauce better than ice cream.
Well, let me ask you this: in the winter, y'all had a furnace. Do you remember anything about what you wore?
Well, I think we always wore sweaters. It seems to me I always remember sweaters in the winter, and even in the house, because you went in and out of the house so often. And of course, in the cold weather, I remember we had a big clothes closet right by the front door. And always reminded to put on a warm clothes, but I think we wore sweaters a lot. Didn't wear any suits. I can't remember wearing any suit and tie. I guess we had one. I don't know, for school or something. I don't. But no, we wore corduroys and sneakers and kept warm. We had a lot of, warm clothes, because the winters are cold and a lot of snow.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's a lot, at least, I don't know if it's that cold now, but had a lot of really cold weather. And of course the cars couldn't function in the cold. I mean, the roads are all slippery and you could walk all over the roads and not
no
get
heat
hit
in the
by
cars.
A car. No heat in the cars.
You had to bundle up.
Yeah, they no air conditioning, of course, and cars were, well, the Model T, of course, was just what you see pictured. It was just great big windows, and had to be cranked, and you could get hurt cranking. I know my father used to crank the car, and the postman always had to crank his car, and that crank sometimes spun the other way on you. People got broken arms and stuff from cranking. But I used to ride in his Model T for an hour or two, go with the postman as he went his rounds around town, and I could help him a little. He became a big friend of mine, I mean friend, and the family didn't mind my riding around with him.
Tell me again what your father did.
He was in Wall Street. He was went down there at the age of 16 and became a partner, the youngest partner in Wall Street at the time, at the age of 22, of a big firm. And very successful till the great crash in 29, when he lost everything, like so many people.
An amateur gardener,
and a businessman at the age of 13 or 14. He had a chicken egg business in the neighborhood. He used to sell eggs to all his neighbors. That's why he got
you
interested
mentioned
in
earlier that he was big into